I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Carbon dioxide, or CO2, is a major greenhouse gas contributing to global warming. Power plants are major emitters of carbon dioxide, but unfortunately, current methods of capturing and storing the excess CO2 has not been very effective. Only a small amount of carbon dioxide actually gets stored permanently. But researchers at Columbia University have demonstrated that their unique carbon capture and storage process can actually convert carbon dioxide into environmentally friendly limestone in less than 2 years. I'm Fanny Yoon, and I interviewed Dr. Jörg Matter to hear more about his pilot study.
We work together with a geothermal power plant in Iceland. It's a 300 megawatt power plant. It's renewable energy. That's what geothermal is. But, you know, the power plant produces 40,000 tons of CO2 per year. So we took some of the CO2 emissions from this geothermal power plant and tested our ideas by injecting 220 tons of CO2 at roughly, you know, between 400 and 500 meters depth below surface into a basalt formation. Basalts are volcanic rocks. You can find them in Iceland, in Hawaii, in the northwest of the United States, basically on every continent, but you also can find them on the ocean bottom. So we co-inject water together with the CO2, which means we produce fizzy water. And that acidic water with the CO2 in it reacts with the basaltic rocks and dissolves minerals in the subsurface. And dissolving these minerals provides basically calcium and magnesium that's required to convert the CO2 into carbonate minerals. So what we do, we convert CO2 back to stone for permanent storage of CO2 emissions.
So let me see if I can get this right. So what you do is you take this fizzy water and then you pump it back underground. So do you worry about competing with the groundwater or contaminating the drinking water?
We go deep enough that this is not groundwater for domestic water supply. So this is not drinking water. What's happening in the subsurface is our injected water mixes with the ambient groundwater in the system. And, you know, in terms of contamination of that groundwater, yes, we dissolve minerals out of the basaltic rock. And, you know, that's something we were worried about. But we checked basically the groundwater quality in our reservoir. We then see that all these metals were precipitated out again together, you know, with our carbon into, you know, carbonate minerals. We do not basically contaminate that groundwater.
And how long does it take for this conversion process to occur?
The carbon capture and storage community thought that, it takes at least 100 to several thousand years to convert CO2 to carbonate minerals. So we were very surprised about our results to see that, you know, our 220 tons of CO2 were just carbonated within less than 2 years.
Wow. So can you tell us a little bit about what the future holds?
Basically, the future started already because, you know, we did a very small pilot scale project. It was 220 tons of CO2. That's nothing. So what we do right now in Iceland together with Reykjavik Energy, we upscale our system. We test our technology we developed on a larger scale, and that's happening right now. We could make that power plant basically emission free.